Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. This is Pastor Pamela J.P. Martin coming before you live on Blog Talk Radio, and God is good. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm just so thankful. Praise God. I don't know, have I been on here since New Year's? I think I was, right? Amen. Amen. But I tell you, I've been going back and forth. I was on, was it Periscope? How many of you are on Periscope? I just want to encourage you to follow me on there. You know, I'm trying to get used and acclimated to it a little bit. Sort of throws me off because, you know, you're like up close and personal. And, you know, but, hey, I want to get up close and personal with all my listeners and supporters and people of God. You know, I just want to, and I just think it's so important. Any way I can to get there so I can encourage you and you encourage me. How many of us know what I'm talking about? Amen? So if you can go on Periscope, you will see Push Global Ministries, and you can tag into me there and follow me, and I will also follow you. So, again, if you need more information about that, you can send me an email to faithandaction@pushglobalministries, or send it to me at the go to pushglobalministries.org. That's easier. Go to pushglobalministries.org and send me a request in the comment line for the link that you can go to the Periscope, and you will see me on there trying to make my way and trying to sound as normal as possible with conveying the message from the Lord as well, so as just encouraging, you know, just nuggets of encouragement. How many of us know we need that? We really do. I'm telling you, we need that. Jesus needed that, right? Amen, amen. So you know we need it, right? Amen. So the message, well, let me say a couple other things before I go into the message, because I definitely, you know how I am. Once I get into the message, I'm like in that. Amen? Because I tell you, it's food. It's food for the week, food for the month. It's just food, spiritual food, and it's a two-edged sword. So it definitely is a double-edged sword, and it feeds me as well as it feeds you. So a couple other announcements. If you can go to www, again, Push Global Ministries. Again, we are in need of support in whatever way you can do, whether you can come out to the revivals and support us that way, or you can send someone to the revival. We really appreciate it. Or if you just want to donate, and but any contribution will help. We are having a couple of revivals coming up, and there's one in Baltimore that we're very excited about, like all the others. But this particular one, we're really going out, and you know the things that Baltimore has been going through and the problems and concerns. So we're hoping that the Stand Fest and Unmovable and just have a powerful time in the Lord there. And that revival will take place on April 30th. That's April 30th. And so I want to encourage you to come on out. The information about the revival, and also if some of you are coming from around the world or some other city, also hotel information as well will be posted on that website. So if you can go to www.pushglobalministries.org, we have the information there about the upcoming revivals. And again, if you cannot attend, then it would truly bless us. And every donation you give is tax deductible. Know this. Amen. Every donation you give is tax deductible. So please, if you don't mind, please support us. I'm telling you, it's going into good ground, and you will see the fruit of what you planted. I'm just telling you, I'm not going to do that crazy stuff with give me $100 and you'll get a blessing tomorrow. I'm not doing that. I'm not begging nobody. I'm just telling you, if you open up your hand, you will receive a blessing. Amen? Amen. So I thank and praise God for each and every one of you and your support. Those that can't support us financially or can't come out to the revival, please support us with your prayers. That's all I ask. So just support us with your prayers. Support us with your encouragement and your prayers. I'm telling you, keep it coming, keep it coming. I'm telling you, I thank God for each and every one of you. And I don't know, a lot of people listen in, but they don't call in. I want to encourage you to call in on the radio. I remember I used to come on here, and I have to repent for not being consistent we're getting on Blog Talk Radio. And it's because I've been traveling, I've been doing this, and my hands are like stuck in a lot of different pots. But I need to sit down and just be consistent the way the Lord liked me to do it, and be, you know, a spirit of excellence, praise God. A spirit of excellence when coming on. So I'll be the first to repent about that, because I've been coming on this time and that time slot, but I want to encourage you to know that I'm going to make my way to get back on Blog Talk where I'm consistent, and will come back on consistently on Saturday mornings when I think I used to come on before, and on Wednesday mornings. And I thank and praise God, because I think we had like 100 people listening in at that time. And so I want to encourage you to come on back. And for those of you that, you know, want to call in, call in. I'm telling you, with comments, call in. Call in for prayer requests. Amen, amen. Call in. If you want to be interviewed on the radio, I'm telling you, I don't charge anything for that. Come on, call in. As long as it's about the Lord, as long as it's uplifting, and as long as it's talking about something great that God has done for you. Amen. Call in with those testimonies. So, again, this is Pastor Pamela J.P. Martin. I want to go on into the message that we have for you today, and I tell you, God gave it to you. Hallelujah. How many of us know what I'm talking about? Amen. God gave it to you. Amen, amen. And we're going from John 2, where we would love it. I wish all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. Recently, I've been going through a bout. How many of y'all ever heard of GERS, gastritis? You know, I hope I ain't pronouncing it right because I really hate even putting it out there. But how many of you ever went through acid reflux? There you go. Y'all probably know about that title. And I was going through a problem with the acid reflux. Seems that me eating the wrong things, amen, I'm from South Carolina originally, so we believe in truly eating soul food. My son always makes a joke and said, Arena, they call it soul food because it takes your soul. Well, apparently I was eating a lot of that soul food over the years, and it began to attack my, when I eat, the acid reflux, and I started going through a process. So here I am praying for myself, Lord, and putting holy on myself. Lord, I cast the demon out. Oh, Lord, I cast the demon out. And one day the Lord was like, look, what are you saying you cast the demon out when all you do is push yourself away from eating that food? That food is not good for you. Your body is a temple. Why would you feed it poison? Why would you feed it stuff? And you say, well, that's not poisoning. Yes, it is. If you look into some of the stuff that you eat versus some of the stuff you should eat, and you say, well, I can't afford it, then ask God. But I'm telling you, if you look at it, you'd be like, wow, I can't imagine I ate that much sugar. A cholesterol being high. You know, when you think about it, yeah, we can cast demons out of these different things that might be attacking you. But at the same time, that demon's coming right back if you're going to continue to eat that same thing. Okay? You got healed from diabetes, but then you're going right back and eating the same stuff that gave you the diabetes in the first place. Who am I talking to this morning? Amen? So I'm trying to get this message to someone that is listening out there because I know it is for you, and I want you to encourage you to just think about that. Next time you go and eat something, you know, because I had to change my eating habit. That's where I'm headed. I had to change it. I literally had to change it. And I have to tell you, I feel so much better. I have to tell you, I started drinking 33 to 64 ounces of water a day. That's right. So I couldn't get dehydrated or get sickly with infections and stuff like that. So I just consistently started drinking that water because I read where you should drink at least 64 ounces of water a day. That's right. So I killed off any other drinks. I mean, I might take a cup of green tea once in a while with a little bit of honey. But other than that, I've killed a lot of sugar. I don't eat raw sugar. Salt I killed, you know, because salt is bad for you. Did you know that? High blood pressure. Did you not realize some of the things? I'm telling you, you said, well, anything we pray over is good for us. Yeah, but you have godly wisdom. Are you going to pray over a snake and start eating that and chewing that raw? No, godly wisdom. Godly wisdom. God tells you what, godly wisdom. So you need to have wisdom with what you're eating. It may, even though we can pray over it, you still need to know the nourishment of your body, what your body needs. You understand what I'm saying? For me, I'm almost a borderline vegetarian now. I have to say that. I eat a lot more rice, and I eat a lot of vegetables, and I might eat, like, chicken, but I don't eat as much of the beef. I don't eat a lot of beef, and I definitely don't eat any fried foods. So it's like a rarity if I can get fried foods, which really bothers me because I love fried chicken. Again, I'm from the South, so fried chicken is like a Sunday meal. It's an impromptu to have that, okay? But unfortunately, that's not how it's going. So it was either fried chicken or me sitting up in a doctor's office trying to figure out and praying at the same time, asking God to heal my body and just going, how would you feel if your kid keep coming back to you for the same thing and you see them doing the wrong thing and they know it's wrong, but they're just doing it anyway? When you get sort of like, wait a minute, what is this? When you get sort of like sitting back and just watch them sit there and suffer through it so they can understand that they need to change what they're doing? Did you understand? So you done gave them all the instruction, correction, they understand the right way, but yet they're not doing it. What would you do? So think about that when you apply God to your circumstances and your situation, because even though he gives us grace, I'm telling you, we need to understand godly wisdom. And godly wisdom is you need to take care of the body that God gave you. I'm not talking about being some fitness nut and running around talking like some guru. I'm not saying that, but take care of your body. Take care of your body. Keep it wholesome and keep it clean. You know, take care of your body. It is your vessel. God gave it to you. Amen? Amen. We have three parts. Did you know that? The scripture, when it's talking about, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. That's 3 John 1, chapter 1, verse 2. Amen? And so when we think about there, there are three parts to the body. Did you know that? There's the spirit, there's the soul, and there's the body. He says, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. I'm trying to get this to you. Believe me, I'm not going to be before you long, but there's someone need to be freed up this morning and understand what you're doing to your body and why you're going through so much. And God is giving you a way to escape. Amen? Amen. So did you notice from that scripture that according to the word of God, man is three-part being? According to the scripture, man is spirit, he has a soul, and he lives in a body. Now, the body you need to take care of. Amen, amen. So we understand that we were created in the very image and likeness of God. That's verse 26. And because God is a spirit, John chapter 4, 24, we must therefore also be spirits. Did you understand that? Remember the word of God said we worship God, what? In spirit and truth. Shabbat, sike, mahai. I don't know who I'm talking to, but this message is for you. We also understand that the scripture teaches that even when we are born again, it is our spirit that is recreated. Amen? Reborn. Even though our natural bodies may remain the same until the return of Christ, we know that the scripture gives many references to the fact that we are spirits, and therefore we accept this as being true. We are first and foremost spirits. You know, I love when someone gets delivered. I see people come up to the altar all the time, and we pray for them. And then the Lord, the demonic demon leaves their body and their countenance change. I tell you, it's amazing. Seems like a light went on. And that's just so deep how it shows you how the spirit, the impartation of the Lord, and how we're a part of a spirit. Amen, 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 how we are spirit. We have a soul. Amen. I want to go on and let you know. We have a soul. And may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. I'm reading again. May your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you hear me? Okay. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 23. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even into dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Did you know that? Did you know that? Hebrews 4:12. I always tell people, the Bible tells us, God is always searching the heart of man to do him good. This scripture defines it again. It lets you know that again. God is discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. When people commit adultery, and it's amazing, I know some of y'all might hang up on me because you know where I'm coming from with this. I don't understand. The Bible talks about in the last days an adulterous nation will rise. God knows your heart. He knows what you're doing. Does that give you an excuse? Absolutely not. But we will all stand in judgment for everything that we've done contrary to the will of God. So he knows your thoughts, and he knows the intents of your heart. You know that? Amen. Wherefore, lay aside apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engraved word, which is above, to save your souls. That's James 1:21. Scripture also teaches us that while we in the essence, amen, amen, spirits, we also have a soul. And while our soul may be housed with our spirit, it is not the same as our spirit. Did you get where I'm coming from with this? Amen. Notice that Hebrews 4:12 tells us that the word of God is able to divide our soul from our spirit. This tells us clearly that while the soul and the spirit may be joined together, they are not the same thing and can be divided or separated. Amen? I remember one scripture I read that comes to mind which says, a man double-minded is double-minded in all his ways. You find people, women, they love the Lord. Women, they don't. Women, they drink liquor. Women, they don't. Women, they stand in the church. Some of them are working for the Lord. I tell you, and they go back and forth like this constantly. And a person like that, in a natural sense, they call them what? They say that person is they have some kind of mental illness. But in the kingdom, they say, no, they're double-minded in all their ways. We need to be conscientious of that. You need to give God whatever that is you're struggling with, because one is going to win. Amen, amen. So it is important for us to understand this biblical principle if we are to understand many of the deeper things that pertain to the spirit, the strong meat as mentioned by Paul in Hebrews chapter 5, 11 through 6 and 3. We live in a body. That's why I'm encouraging you to take care of your body. Get to whatever you got to do. Lose the weight. Lose the weight. You know, I found out, I was reading and researching about this GERD thing because I was like, look, I ain't receiving this. I mean, it had attacked me when I would eat something. I felt like my throat was closing up. I felt like I couldn't eat. I thought at first I was having a heart attack or something. The devil was a liar. And I realized that when I got rid of, I was eating some butter. And the spirit said, get rid of the butter. I'm serious, literally. I heard the Lord, get rid of the butter. So I got rid of the butter. And all of a sudden it seemed like it eased up. And then I bought some oil. And the Lord, the Holy Spirit was just telling me, because the Bible said teaches all things and bring all things to our remembrance. And in that, I tell you, the Holy Spirit was teaching me to get rid of this. When I looked in the refrigerator, I got rid of so much stuff. All I had was vegetables mostly. And when I started eating that, I got rid of the salt. And I'm telling you, I feel 100% better. Now, my next plan is to lose the weight. Now, you said, well, wait a minute. We all got to leave here. You acting like you don't want to leave. No, I'm not. I'm just taking care of what God gave me. If God gave you something, I don't care if it's a material possession, you need to take care of it because God gave it to you. Don't go crazy over it. Don't go bonkers over it, but take care of it. And that means the longevity of it will last. Amen? Amen. So we live in a body. Therefore, we are always confident knowing that while as we are home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. That's 2 Corinthians 5:6. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord, 2 Corinthians 5:8. Notice that the above scripture, amen, amen, tells us clearly that when we are in the body, we are absent, not with the Lord in the spirit, amen. And to be with the Lord in the spirit, we must be absent from the body. That's why I believe when we're in church and we're worshiping, it is such a sensitive thing when I see people walking. I'm telling you, I see people walking while people are praising God and giving God the glory. I'm saying, women, don't y'all understand the presence of the Lord is in the house? Hallelujah. I see people, they just walk, they ain't got, they gossiping back and forth. God, I tell you, I almost feel like you need to not allow cell phones in the darn church, because I understand them reading the Bible, but just to be texting back and forth, it's just disrespectful to God. In the Bible, it talked about when they would go before God and they would get cleaned up before and took the shoes off. I tell you now, folks come up in the church and they don't have no reverence for the Lord. Folks back in the day used to stick the finger up before they even turn around to walk and say, I'm being excused. Can I be excused? That's what they would do. Now folks ain't got no manners. Even when they bring in altar call, they get up and start walking out while it's going. Don't you know the Lord is moving? Some of you want a blessing, but because you can't respect and honor God, that's why it ain't released. Wait a minute, let me just go on. In other words, if we were to remain in earth, and I'm going back to what I'm talking about, the body, amen, amen. In other words, if we would get before God like we should, I'm telling you, I just know that there'll be a supernatural deliverance going forth in the house of God. You wouldn't have people sitting in church bound up, need to be loosed up on alcohol, sitting up from the front door to the back door, still can't get loose. You got people in churches still going for fornication and adultery, living lifestyles that's contrary to the will of God, and walking up in there with a smile on their face full of pride or lies. I'm telling you, talking about they're a prophetess and they can't even tell the truth. They can't even get the children to act right. I'm telling you, the devil is a liar. Who am I talking to this afternoon? I'm trying to get this to you. I'm telling you, it's important that we understand how much it is important to reverence God and not to play church. Amen. I just read to you what he said. What? He knows your heart. He knows your thoughts. Amen, amen. And here it tells us and clearly defines about the spirit man. That's why so much when people in church in the spiritual level of worshiping God, that is not a point of return. That is not a point to move. That is not a point to walk across your neighbor while they get near breakthrough. That's the time for you to stand still and hold it, whatever it is you got to do. Amen, amen. So I'm just trying to get that to someone, but I want to continue. I didn't mean to deviate. In other words, if we are to remain on earth, we must retain our natural body. And while there will come a time when our bodies will be glorified and thereby allow us to travel throughout the earth and through heaven, time that time is now. You can read Romans 8:11, 1 Corinthians 6:14, 1 Corinthians 15:15-23. I'm trying to get this to you. If you need it again, just email me and I'll send it to you. What I'm trying to tell you, we must not sleep on this. We must understand. We will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Can you imagine? When those trumpets sound, I'm telling you, the dead will be raised. I'm telling you, and perishable, we will be changed. Can you imagine that? Hallelujah. For the perishable body must be clothed itself with the imperishable and mortal body and with the immortal. I'm telling you. So you won't see a garment of material on an immortal body, amen? And when the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, the mortal with the mortal, then the saying that is written will come to true. Death has swallowed up victory. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15:51-54. Defining the soul, I want to give you this. Now that we understand that man is a spirit and has a soul, and man lives in a body, it is important for us to understand exactly what the soul is. Amen, amen. And the soul is defined, I'm telling you, as the intellect part. It houses the emotions. That's right. It houses your emotion and your pride. Some of you got that pride. I'm telling you, God said, I'm going to let you fall if you don't stop. The emotions and the pride and the intellect. You know, folks tell me, I go to college. I went to so-and-so, and I got my master's degree. And the next day, they're in a car accident, dead. Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, yesterday, I was talking to someone recently, and one of my sons is in college, and he said that one of his friends couldn't find a job, so she's working at a little carrier. And I said, why? She has a master's. And he said, because she didn't get any job training skills. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, get yourself right. Understand, yes, a degree is a great opportunity and you should achieve it, but don't leave God out of prerequisite. I'm telling you, because he is the number one uno who will get you where you need to go. I'm telling you, he can get you there without the paper, but I'm telling you, I'm never telling anyone not to get a degree because it's important we get that. But I'm saying to you that you understand who your headship is in that. Amen, amen. It ain't the tree, it's God. Amen, amen. So our intellect, our body is tied up, our soul is tied in and has the perceivements and reflects and feelings and desires. It's the thing that make people go in a rage and kill somebody when they get hurt. That's your body doing that. That's all that emotion. But your soul is tied into the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. And the more you read the word, the more you build up your spirit. I'm telling you, amen, amen, amen. The more your soul is tied into your intellect and your pride and your emotions and your feelings and your desires. And it'll make you lust after things you shouldn't. It'll make you go against God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get this to someone. It'll make you think some crazy stuff. It'll make you lose your mind. That's what your soul will do. But your spirit man is tied into God. And if you, the closer you get to the Lord, the more you read the scriptures, the more closer you'll get. And the more that spirit man will take over, lesser that soul will have its way. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? I'm telling you, I'm trying to get to someone listening. Amen, amen. The Bible said, let's examine a few scriptures to see how they read. Now, we understand the soul refers to in part the thinking, the reasoning part of us, the mind. Amen, amen. Write that down. Amen, amen. He said, beloved, I wish all things that you prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers. Remember that. Amen. So did you notice according to 3 John 3, amen, amen, did you notice what he was saying? As your soul prosper. Amen, amen. The level of degree that which we prosper and obtain good health and healing of God is directly related to the level and degree our soul is thinking and prospering. So if your soul is running around out here laying and sleeping up with everything and stealing and lying and cheating, your rest of you will not prosper. But it's according that he wished that your spirit prospers and your body prospers as your soul prospers. So as your soul think the things of God, as your soul be dominated by the Lord, you shall prosper. Romans 12:2 states almost the same thing in a different form. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve that God's will is his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Amen, amen. So I'm closing out, but I want to get this to you right now. So what we think matters? Yes. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. Now, you read the scripture that said that the Lord is going through, he checks your heart and your thoughts. He knows them. So why do you think? Here you go. Amen, amen. So I want to encourage you to get into the Word of God. Amen, amen. To get into the Word of God. To allow yourself, you want to be assured that your soul is prospering. Study the Word of God. Study it. Ask the Lord for wisdom to understand it. And ask him to reveal the truth and the gospel to you. And he will. I'm telling you. And when this happens, you will begin to see things if you never saw them before. You begin to see all that Christ has purchased for you and what he has awaiting you and the land of the living as well as your inheritance. I want to thank you so much for allowing me to come before you this late afternoon. Amen. As you know, when I first got on, I kept saying morning. But I want to thank God for each and every one of you. Again, understand what the spirit, soul, and body is. They all work together. And it's important, each and every one of them. But if you want to develop your spirit, man, get to the Word of God. Continue to read the Word of God and prosper in the Lord. Amen, amen. So, again, and also I want to encourage you, if you are being afflicted with health issues, begin to look at your eating pattern and what you're taking into your body as well. You know, again, we can pray deliverance for you, but if you're going back to the table and still picking up the Popeye's chicken, I'm sorry, Popeye's, and it's laced with all that grease, and you sitting there eating it, talking about you got high cholesterol, and you got all this, and your feet swelling up, and you don't know why your kidneys fluctuating, but you still got to have a little drink on the side, then you need to get your head checked with along with that. Amen, amen, because I'm trying to encourage you. You want good health? Then there's two things: to build up your spirit, man, read the Word of God, and to take care of your body is eat right. Eat right. It don't cost a lot of money to buy just that. Eat right. And watch what God will do with you. He'll exemplify your name. Amen. So this is Pastor Pamela J.P. Martin coming before you on Live Blog Talk Radio. I love you. I love you. I love you. And you know what? I meant to pray before we go. Amen. Amen. Father God, I thank you for the message that went forth, God. Lord, I ask you to tug on their hearts, God, when it comes to every time they bite down into something that they shouldn't be eating, God. Touch their mind and touch their heart, God. Lord, if it's a weight loss issue, then touch them, God. Encourage them to do so, God, for their health, to extend their health, God, and extend their life, hallelujah, God. And God, I lift up their children and their loved ones, God, that you cover them with the blood of Jesus. God, I lift me up as I go forward to continue and pray and do your will, God, as well as others that are listening in, God. And Father God, I just ask you to encamp your angels of protection about us. And Lord, that message that went forth, God, let it not leave them, God. Let it begin to grow in their lives, God, that they understand, God, that you know all, hear all, and you have the thoughts of all. Amen, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, this is Pastor Pamela J.P. Martin. I love you. I love you. And know that God loves you too. Amen, amen. Praise God.
is the beginning. Yeah, and I'll be there when you.